Okay, there you have it. That is Heart and Soul featuring Sean Feeney. It's from Tommy Conway. It's a collaboration between the two. Delighted to have both of them in studio. Hi, guys.
Oh, great. How's things?
Morning, Greg.
Fantastic. When did this start? When did you decide that you were going to do something?
Should we really tell them?
Yeah,
I'll leave that to you, Tony.
It started out as an idea almost 3 years ago.
Not that long.
Initially, I went to see Sean perform his Northern Soul album in Greenan Theatre, and Sean was actually up doing some prep for it up at the studio across the road there, and I just had him batter away and sort of get on with the singing. Says on the night, I'll go down and see, you know, how they get on. And whenever I went down there, I was just blown away by the standard of Sean singing, the standard musicians on stage, and I was just... I couldn't believe that it was at that level. So, as I say, I instantly kind of became a fan, if you like. And we kind of became friends and we're chatting away. And we decided then to, I suppose, bring the skills together and kind of take it from there, you know.
How did you feel about that, Sean? You know, Northern Soul album is soul. I mean, that's soulful, if you know what I mean, but it is a dance track at the end of the day. You'd no problem sort of sticking your foot in that genre?
Not at all, Greg. You know, I've done... lots of different things, you know, from, as you said, I grew up singing, listening to Irish traditional music, folk music, and then as I got older, listen to rock, soul, pop music. And so I thought it would be a nice opportunity to work with Tommy and try something new, because I know some dance music, you know, the mainstream hits and...
You're walking into territory here the way you could sound very uncool, by the way. You know?
I definitely like some of the more radio-friendly tracks, you know, like Mojo Lady, Groove Jet, Spiller, those kind of songs.
Brilliant stuff.
And house music definitely is probably a young relation of soul music.
Yeah, I've found it out.
It's very radio-friendly, and you can sing along to them, and I definitely was up for trying something, and I thought, you know, if you... take something like soul music and maybe combine it with Tommy's background of dance music, you could definitely come up with a nice track.
No, and it is really, it's not a grower either. It's an instantly, you know, you hear it and it's great. It sounds good.
Yeah.
We talk all the time about the talent that's in Donegal in terms of live musicians and this, that, and the other, and that is there. But there's some brilliant stuff coming through that's not necessarily in that genre. You know, you have this slow place like Home, have a fantastic track out at the moment. It's good to see there's a diversity in the talent pool here. I know I'm talking about you and asking you to comment on it, but do you know what I mean? Like,
without a doubt. Like, and even, you know, from being over in the studio, I see people coming through, you know, the doors over there and working with various artists, and I'd be blown away all the time. And like, although I'm well known for dance music, like, I'm currently mixing and recording a traditional Irish album.
I'd do anything, wouldn't you?
I do a little bit of everything. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I suppose you're preaching to the choir here.
But it's great though that there are guys like you as well that you can go to that can put something together can mix your album rather than having to.
Yeah,
maybe in the past having to head down the country. As it relates to the writing of this track, Sean, are you behind that, or was it a collaboration? Or,
well, I basically came up with the verses and the chorus, simply writing it on the guitar at home. But all the production end and the arrangement, that was all Tommy's work, and I was really impressed when I first heard the track, because, you know, you write a song on the guitar, and that's where the producers come into play afterwards, especially with dance music. You know, you don't know what to expect, and I was really.
So did you sort of take a step back from that process? Sort of, you gave Tommy the, you know, what you had, and says, "I trust you to do."
Oh, absolutely, Greg. You know, Tommy is held in high regards at home and abroad in the dance music industry, and I knew there was no better man to produce the track, you know, and because he has all the expertise. But we did come up with a suggestion when we invited. I thought, you know, it'd be cool to have a nice funky guitar on the track. So we were delighted to get a good friend of ours, Ori McBrearty, who's a member of Our Native States and from Castlefin. He played the guitar on the track as well.
Yeah, that's so, for the Spiller. I think I remember when Sean actually said that, because whenever he came up to me the very first day, he was just literally in the studio just jamming out the song and going through it on the guitar, like, and instantly, like, as you said, I could see the potential in what he had written there. I had literally just that piano hook, then I just kind of came up with that idea to work around the chords that he was working with. And then he had mentioned, you know, that Spiller kind of groove jet funk thing. And then he had said, then what about maybe getting Orion on board then to add his little
another layer
of sort of funky guitar in there. So it was kind of cool that way, I think.
And that works. But as a producer, Tommy, when do you say enough's enough? Do you know what I mean? Because I just have this in my head of you sort of playing this and going back and playing it again and going back and playing it again and going back to the point probably where you know.
Yeah.
At what stage do you say, right, I am happy with that, that's finished.
95% of the people probably wouldn't have heard my last 20 hours work on it.
Yeah.
Put it that way. But I know how I want to get it sounding. And I think whenever you're a producer like that, you're your own worst critic, and you strive for perfection, really. So I'd just rather not talk about that process.
Okay, no problem. The lifespan of dance tracks can be quite short. You know, I mean, you get you get it played, and then I think this has got a bit of longevity to it. Do you know what I mean? Was that part of the? Did you want that?
I don't know if that's what we were striving for. I think our ultimate goal was just to make something cool and catchy. And anything after that, really. Like the whole thing along the way, we just wanted to have fun in the process, you know, and enjoy the whole process. And so, for, like, Sean was great to work with on it. And I think that just the music just evolves from that itself then, you know. So
it was just a fun process, Greg, trying something new. And we're absolutely thrilled with the feedback that we've received so far, and we'd like to say thank you to everybody who shared the video and the news about the song, and also bought it on iTunes. And we'd also maybe like to give a shout out to Christopher Kern from Digital Creatures, who created the video that's on YouTube, and we're really pleased with that the final result of that, because I think these days it's not just a case of recording a song. These days you have to have a video to go along with it as well, and that's something I didn't realise until we talked about it and said we'll have to get
it. It's a package you have to put together, isn't it? You have to have this, that.
You have to have a plan in place. Like the song was actually finished before Christmas. Actually, do you know what? I think it was actually playing to Joe Dex and Catherine actually on the way back from Swell Festival last year, and it was pretty much done.
That's a long time.
So that's actually, it's done nearly a year, but I suppose by the time we were getting the video, and then to get the most out of the song too, you need a sort of a promotional strategy for, you know, the weeks leading up to it. So we were kind of getting all that in place just to try and get the most out of the song and have it structured as best we possibly can.
And music is not build it and they'll come. You have to have something that's well received. And as you've mentioned there, Sean, it must be the icing on the cake when people are downloading it, when you're getting the feedback, you know, and it's like, right, okay, this is being consumed. It's not just something we made as a project or something, you know.
Well, absolutely, Greg. It is, like, as you said at the start, you know, I mightn't quite be known for dance music, but it was a great experience working with Tommy and trying something new. And I would encourage any young kids out there and musicians, especially in Donegal, just to work together and try different things and get your music out there. And now, this is, we might hopefully, may depend on our time and all, hopefully we'll maybe do another song.
Yeah.
But I'll be doing more folk music in the next few months and doing different things with my own EP. But it's always great for different musicians to get together and try something new and create.
When I was younger, you know, people were very snobbish and defensive about music. Like, if you're in that genre, you're in that. If you're in that, you're in that. You know what I mean? And it's not really, it can stifle the creativity, I think, of people that, you know, that there's good music in every single genre, I think.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
But real musicians aren't snobs when it comes to music, because they know the hard work that goes into it, and whether you're a rock artist or a folk singer or a dance music artist, you know, the people who know the amount of work that goes into it are very supportive and appreciate it.
Do you see you performing a acoustic version of this track, Sean? Would it cross over?
I was actually chatting to one of the boys about that last night, and maybe someday, because that's where it all started, and just me on the guitar at home. So I definitely might come up with some form of arrangement, or maybe, you know, build it a little more. So it'd be a nice story to go from the dance track, then maybe further down the line say, well, this is how the process began, you know.
And tell me, what are you working on at the moment?
Oh, lots and lots.
So you have to balance your time between stuff that, you know, I mean, you're probably overflowing with what you want to do yourself creatively. But I mean, obviously you're also working on other people's stuff as well. Is there enough time in the day?
That's the problem I found about this time last year, that I had to kind of get a look at myself and say, right, how am I going to sort of balance all this? So I've kind of got a system in place now that I'm probably being more creative now than I ever have been. I maybe have about 10 tracks that I'm currently working on that are all sort of tipping away, maybe 4 or 5 of them 90% finished. And like as we were sort of mentioned earlier, whenever you're doing a track, it's good to get it to 90%, but the hardest part is the last 10% to say okay to sign off on. But yeah, I literally have loads of material at the moment that I'm working on, so I'm not putting any pressure on myself. I'm just gradually finishing it as I want to, you know. So I'm really enjoying the process. So I, what I'm trying to do now is actually get up earlier in the morning and do my work first thing before I go into the studio and actually work on other people's music. So
Heart and Soul, available to download from iTunes. How do I get it? From on Android?
It's on pretty much every online store. It's on Beatport, it's on Google Play. Like,
brilliant, that's good. Let's mention that as well.
Spotify.
Yeah, it's just right across the board. Any music store online, it's on pretty much. So
excellent. What's your views on Spotify?
I am now, they've just reduced it.
Yeah, you are on it, but not on. They've just reduced it to family package, which is great for me, to be honest.
I'm not a massive fan, not that I'm not a massive fan. I know Michael, who does a bit of work with me as well, he's a big fan of, he uses away with it, but I like to own my music, and because I'm on so many devices and I'm on my laptop, I want to transfer music and move it about. I don't really want somebody else to have it and control
it
for me.
Really,
I know.
There's a fantastic singer from Lurgan called Kieran Lavery, and he has a song called Shame. And I just encourage everybody to check it out. It's an amazing song, and I think that got like 30 million hits on Spotify. Yet not very many people are familiar with him yet, but you'll definitely hear that name.
So it's kind of rumbling onto there in an organic way.
He was invited by Spotify to do a performance during South by Southwest, and also did an invited performance. So he was invited to perform at Willie Nelson's house at South by Southwest.
Amazing.
As well. So people are definitely taking
note of this space.
And
a quick word.
The power of Spotify as well.
Yeah, exactly. And a quick word on you're working on your own EP at the moment.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get recording over the next six months and be down more the folk roots. But now
I might remix a couple.
I could just see, you know, you're in there in the studio, and then you see Tommy's head just coming. Hello, remix.
How you going on?
But in the meantime, I'll just enjoy the summer here, Greg. There's lots of music, as you know. There's lots of festivals going on around the county.
But you love music. Yeah. I mean, you love it, don't you?
And I love being able to just help support other musicians. I think it's very important to get the word out there for all the Donegal artists.
Right, stream it on Spotify, download it from iTunes, Google Play, watch it on YouTube. Heart and Soul. Sean Finney from Tommy Conway. Boys, thanks so much for
coming
in.
Thanks for having us, Greg.
And
thank you,
the best,
Greg,
of luck. And hopefully we'll see some festivals or other.
You never know.
That's all we have time for on the programme. P.O. McCann is next. Thanks to Marion Potts, who produced. I'll chat to you again next Saturday.